It's 3 minutes to seven on breakfast, and that means it's time to check the finance news overnight with Alicia Barry. Hello, Alicia.
Good morning, Fran. Wall Street headed higher for the third day in a row as investors bet on an increased chance central banks will act to boost the global economy. A spate of weak economic data has raised hopes the European Central Bank will cut interest rates to a record low on Thursday. Energy shares were responsible for much of the gains after a rise in global oil prices lifted interest in the sector. It was a shortened day of trade ahead of the 4th of July Independence Day holiday, and trading volume was the lowest for the year so far. By the close of trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 72 points, or just over 0.5%, to 12,944. The broader S&P 500 index added 9 points to 1,374. The technology-focused Nasdaq Composite Index put on 25 points to 2,976. Across the Atlantic, investors there were also expecting more central bank stimulus action and push markets north. London's FTSE 100 index hit a two-month high, up 47 points to 5,688. Germany's DAX added 1.3% to 6,578. Locally, the SPY 200 futures contract is pointing to a gain of 0.3% at the start of trade. To commodities, and West Texas Intermediate crude oil has jumped to $87.66 per barrel as tension over Iran increased concerns about threats to supply. Spot gold prices are also heading higher to $1,617.02 per ounce. The Australian dollar has risen against the greenback since this time yesterday, buying 102.81 US cents. It's also up against the euro, buying 81.55 euro cents, and it is a little weaker against the pound at 65.52 British pence. And Fran, that is the latest from the markets for now.
Thanks very much, Alicia.